This morning, our scripture reading, we adjusted it a bit. It's John 10, 22 through 42. Please turn in your Bible if you care to and read along with me. Then came the Feast of Dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered round him saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many miracles from the Father. For which one of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods, to whom the world of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father has set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Again they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went across the Jordan to a place where John had been baptizing in earlier days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, "Though John never performed a miraculous sign, all that John said about this man was true." And at that place, many believed in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you. How's everybody doing? You know, many of you don't know, I was in Florida last week, and I went from pretty warm weather to it's cold outside, you know? But I thought I would share some joy with you because, you know, every time I go through a Love's truck stop or a Pilot, I notice that there's something that people must really enjoy doing because they pay a quarter for it. And it's not the telephone. But I often see these at a Pilot with a long pole that comes out and it says 25 cents. So, you know, I thought, just to kind of get it started here this morning on my message, I would do it for 10 cents. I mean, because I don't have the fancy pole here. And I just wonder if anybody would like to come up and be weighed. And I tell you what, it's free. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell everybody what it says. Oh, now you're just down with that now, aren't you? Anybody want to do that? Huh, well, okay. I got one other thing we can do to measure. You know, I brought a tape measure here. Now, if it's a lady that would like to be measured, well, let me stop doing it. You know? And if it's anybody else, you know, then I could do that. But I just don't think you are real excited about doing this. Now, why is that? I think it's because sometimes we don't want to know the truth. Isn't that right? It's like, maybe if I stay off the scale a few days, then maybe it's not going to tell me anything because I'm not going to be looking at it. I don't want to know the truth. I don't want to be measured that way. And there were people that Jesus was talking to. They wanted to use their measurement. You know, they wanted to not really base it on the scripture, but on their law. And so we come into this passage, and it's around the time of the Feast of Dedication. Now, the Feast of Dedication was in December. And so you might remember the Feast of Tabernacles, where we had talked of before in earlier chapters, that was like months before. It was around September or October. But this is the Feast of Dedication. It's also called the Festival of Lights in the Jewish culture, and it's also referred to as Hanukkah. And what it celebrated and commemorated was to remember when the temple was taken back and restored after the Maccabean revolt. That was the revolt that took place in between the 400 years where the scripture was silent, you know, from the ending of the Old Testament record that we have and the New. And so it commemorated that. And so there were a lot of people of the Jewish tradition who were gathered for the Feast of Dedication, including those Pharisees who were constantly trying to trap him into saying something. Well, I mean, I think he said it over and over and over enough that they, you know, could have had what they were looking for. So here we come in this passage. And we look here. Now, it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him. And this is specifically speaking of those who were antagonistic toward him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Well, now, he has said it before, but it's like they're not getting it. They're wanting him just to say exactly the right word. Then they believe they have the right to stone him because he has blasphemed. So Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. I already told you." And so what are they thinking? What did you tell us? No, they know what he has said. And then he says, "The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep." Now, I love this part here. So he's already got them mad. You know, and so there he says, "Well, you don't get it because you're not my sheep." They're already edgy because he's claiming to be one with the Father. Now he says that he is the shepherd in the verses that we've looked at. And he says, "But I'm the shepherd of everybody else, but not you guys." That's not exactly calming them down. And so he says, "But you do not believe me because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." So he goes on with the thought that we looked at previously about how he was the good shepherd who would protect the sheep and who would guide the sheep and lead the sheep and feed the sheep. He tells them, "You're not my sheep, but those who are my sheep, they hear my voice. They are protected. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Now, if you know the Lord as your Savior, and you find yourself sometimes worried that you've done something that the Lord wouldn't love you, wouldn't forgive you, you haven't done it. Sometimes people think, "Oh, I'm afraid I may have done something and I've committed the unpardonable sin." If you're worried about it, you haven't done it. If your heart is hardened to where you will not repent, that's a different thing. And I think that's what was going on with the Pharisees here. Their heart was so hard because they knew their rules and they knew their structure. And their heart was just so hard, even though they were religious, their hearts could not be open to see anything what God was doing. So Jesus goes on and he says, "No one will snatch them out of my hand or my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Okay, so then in verse 31, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Now I love Jesus just appearing before them the way he goes, "Oh, let me ask you a question. You're picking up rocks to stone me. For which of the miracles that I did are you wanting to stone me? You know, was it that I healed the man who was born blind? Was it that I healed the lame man? I mean, which one of the miracles? And here's what they said. For a good work, we do not stone you, but for blasphemy. Now, it's kind of like, wouldn't you think the works that Jesus did validated who Jesus was? You see, the Pharisees didn't deny that Jesus did amazing miracles. They didn't deny that they hadn't seen things like this before. Their only way of dealing with it was to say, oh, well, it's from the devil. But they hadn't seen these kind of things before. So Jesus pulls out a scripture that they would know. And he says, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? Now, that passage, if you just read it by itself, it might seem kind of confusing. But in Psalm chapter 82, this is what he is quoting, what Jesus is quoting there. And in Psalm chapter 82, there was this message that was being delivered to the judges and the leaders of the people, those who should be protecting those who are being oppressed. And Jesus, or God, wasn't saying then that they were gods, but he was saying they were put in a position that was an honored position. It wasn't that they were equal to him, because even Jesus refers to that and says that the word of God came to them. You know, they weren't the word. Jesus was the word. Now, I want to camp out here on this thought. Scripture cannot be broken. What the scripture says, we say. Where the Bible speaks, we speak. Where the scriptures are silent, we are silent. Scripture cannot be broken. But in our culture today, it's like, from a church growth statistical kind of thing, oh, there's things you just don't want to talk about in church because that will keep you from growing. Well, no. Scripture cannot be broken. What the Bible says is what we need to have ourselves firmly planted on, not what culture says. So, you know, our culture kind of influences the churches today to where, well, you know, you just need to kind of not talk about this scripture, or let's kind of wiggle that scripture around and kind of make it mean this. And we culturalize what the Word of God says. And we can't do that. Scripture cannot be broken. You see, it's not about what any denomination says. It's not about what man says. It's about what the Word of God says. Scripture cannot be broken. So anyhow, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you're blaspheming because I said, I'm the Son of God? You know, he says, that scripture said you are God's to those leaders. And so you want to stone me because I say that I am the Son of God? Of course, Jesus was kind of playing with them a little bit here, I think, because he knew what he was saying was, I am indeed God in the flesh and the Son of God. If I do the works of my Father, you do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works. In other words, you don't believe me, believe the works that I do. Now, here is where I've got the thought of the title of my message of walking the talk. Jesus says, my works will validate who I say I am. And you know what? That is true of all of us. If we say we are Christians and we are followers of Jesus Christ, but we don't walk the way we talk, then others may not believe it. You know, all of us have a bad day, or we have bad moments. And I hate it that somebody would see me at a bad moment. But we have those, but it shouldn't be that consistent pattern where that's always seen. I've heard it said, we are the only Bible that some people will ever read. And that's so true. Because some people, they may not pick up the word. Everybody's probably got one, but maybe they don't read it. And so how are they going to know about Christ? It's going to be by how we live. So anyhow, after he had said all this, therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. Now, I think what it's just simply saying, he knew, okay, it's still not my time. It's time for me to go. And so exit stage left. And so he moved on and he went to where John originally was baptizing. But there were many that followed of the Jews. And they believed in him. Why? Because they were smart enough to see anybody that does what he does, he must be the Son of God. As I said, we live in a world today that is trying to suppress the scripture. Some are trying to say the scripture is offensive. I mean, we play with that offensive word. You know, when did it ever get to the place where, oh, I'm offended, and then that becomes a political agenda? You know, I mean, so if you're offended, be offended. I mean, we can all be offended, but anyhow, it's just a weird world that we're in. But if I offend somebody by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, all I'm going to say, thank you. I'm glad you're offended. But it's not me trying to offend you. It's me lifting up Jesus. And to be truthful, on the day of judgment, God is going to offend a lot of people. My invitation to you today is, do you want to know the truth? Not that truth. It's okay not to want to know that truth. Do you want to know the truth? God's word. Jesus loves you. Jesus died on the cross for you. He died to forgive us. This morning, maybe you're at the place that some of those Jews that followed Jesus and believed in him, maybe you're at that place. We want you to know, we'll make room up front for you if you have a decision to make for Christ. We invite you to come. We'll get our musicians back in place as they lead us on our invitation song. But I want you to know this is your invitation to have your heart right with God. So let's all stand as we sing the hymn of invitation, Precious Memories, number 71.
Precious memories, how she made you.
Well, we're going to have our closing prayer. Thank you all for coming today. We welcome you so much and hope you'll come back and see us. I want to thank David and the group of musicians, the Young at Heart. Y'all have been renamed. See, I think they had been called Old Timers before. It sounds a lot better, doesn't it? Young at Heart Band. Okay. And great to see you all. Let's have a closing prayer. Then they have another song to play. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to worship today, to glorify you, to enjoy being in fellowship. Hear this great music that honors you and to also hear your word proclaimed. It's not about any of us up on this stage. It's all about you, Lord, and we give you the glory and honor. So go with us as we go our separate ways and help us to be mindful to walk the talk in all that we do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.